This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, February 1. News that devastates. Our reading comes from Psalm 77. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. The phone call, the knock on the door, the doctor's words, the death pronouncement. Many of us can remember times in our lives when we received news that we immediately knew would change the course of our future. Waves of dread ran through our bodies, and we could barely stand. Oh, God! For followers of Christ, calling out to our God, the source of our life and strength and hope, is a natural response to shock, fear, disbelief, and grief. Sometimes, oh, God, is all we can say as our mind races and our world blurs. It's our 911 call to the God of the universe. One of the wonderful things about the Psalms is that, by example, we are granted permission to cry out to God in desperation. It's human to fear death when we're diagnosed with cancer, and it's human to want to die when we lose a precious child or spouse. God's people are not required to be stoic in difficult times. Instead, we're invited to collapse into the arms of God, who will hold us tightly, catch our tears, and carry us through whatever lies ahead. The writer of this psalm doesn't rush to resolution, but lingers in the distress and sleeplessness of overwhelming grief. He merely asks God to help and to hear, and that's more than enough. Pray with me. Oh God, sometimes life hits us with such hard blows that we can barely breathe. Thank you that when we feel overwhelmed with fear or grief, you hear our cries and come near to us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.